Welcome to Ramblings from a Loft, a podcast without a theme, recorded in my loft. When his mate turned up, he was none other than Raheem Sterling. Welcome to the latest Ramblings from a Loft. On the way to work the other day, I was chatting to the bloke I give a lift to. He was telling me about a friend of his who is or was a professional footballer, and a time about 8 or 9 years ago when they were going to play in a five-a-side competition, and his friend asked if a mate of his could come along. When his mate turned up, he was none other than Raheem Sterling. Strangely enough, they won the competition. I told him about a time when I worked in Hammersmith and we used to play four-a-side in the company gym at lunchtime. One day we turned up, and there, kicking a ball around, was Dennis Wise, who was at that time a Chelsea player. I asked him if he wanted to join in, stressing that there was no real tackling, so he wouldn't get injured. He agreed to play for 5 or 10 minutes, but of course he played for the whole 40 minutes. I also told him of the time that I played for my friend's company team against their Liverpool office, who were doing a UK tour. Once the game got underway, I realised that their main central defender, who was quite vocal and seemed to be very in charge, was none other than Mark Palios, the former FA chairman. To those who don't know, he was a former professional whom I had seen play a number of times for Tranmere Rovers. I'm not aware that I have played unwittingly with any other professional or former professionals, but the team I used to play for in our local league for a time had two former Luton Town players. One played for a number of years and the other, who was a friend of his, played for one season. I've been busy planting vegetables again recently. I've planted a crop of potatoes at home, and I've also planted a load at my dad's. He has a raised bed which currently has about 20 onions that are coming on nicely, and some leeks that will probably need harvesting very soon. I must say my leeks at my dad's are growing much better than the ones I have at home. Also, the Swiss chard at my dad's is coming through again, whereas at my house the sparrows have absolutely ravaged it all. My onions, my garlic at home, are coming on steadily, and again will probably need harvesting soon. I'm trying to grow carrots, radishes, beetroot and spring onions from seed. I have grown them all before, usually with a degree of success, but the seeds that I have sown are a couple of years old, so I won't be shocked if not a lot grows. Of course, a lot depends on how often I remember to water and feed them. I have also bought a pepper plant. Last year, I managed to grow a few peppers from the seeds of peppers that we had had in the fridge. They weren't very big, but they were edible. So I figured that if I got a plant, that I might be able to grow something slightly larger and more like you buy in the shops. I've also done a bag of very sprouting new potatoes from the kitchen, and they seem to be coming on nicely. The other day, whilst my wife was browsing Google Maps, there in the middle of the map was a label for Purton Motton Bailey Castle. Clearly, she had no idea that the village of Purton in Hertfordshire had ever had a castle. I told her that I'd actually been there. She hovered over the label and a picture came up, and she, in a very sarcastic tone, said, "Wow." I did try to explain that obviously the mot is like the moat, and the bailey is the mound on which the castle was built. And being so old, the bailey would have been built of wood, and as such, it would have disappeared long ago. I then went on to show her another 4 or 5 castles close by that she was also unaware of. I then told her that I had visited all but one of the castle sites in Bedfordshire. I've since corrected that to 2 sites, and strangely enough, we went past one of them whilst out for a drive on Bank Holiday Monday. I didn't improve my standing with her by telling her about a Bartholomew's map of the British Isles, castles and palaces that I have. In a very mocking tone, she asked if I had a sticker on all the ones that I'd been to. I said no, but that had been the intention when I got it, although I was about 10 at the time. I have left her in the car on a couple of occasions, her choice, as she has little interest in them, whilst I went to look at and photograph castle sites. Now, of course, I need to dig out the map and start sticking stickers on it. Skip finds. Now there's an interesting thing. I am renowned in my family for having things up my sleeve. Things that I have picked up from various places, things that people have discarded, things that I have spotted in charity and second-hand shops. Well, the other day, whilst at work, I spotted a TV lying on top of a skip. Everyone looked at it and thought that the screen was broken. I said, that's just where it's rained on it a bit. That'll be okay. So I put it in the van and took it home. A nice 42-inch Panasonic. Got it into the garage, plugged the DVD player into the back of it and switched it on. Works a treat. I think that it had been chucked out because the on-off switch is very sensitive. But if you switch it on with the switch and then off with the remote, it's fine. Not that I had the remote. I did have to go back the following day, so whilst I was there, I looked to see if I could spot it in the skip, but I couldn't. So I bought one online for £6, arrived 2 days later, and does the job fine. This does of course mean leaving it on standby, but the plan is to give it to my dad, as his TV is playing up a bit at the minute. Another discarded set that I got a few years ago. Unfortunately, the holes on the back don't line up with his wall bracket, so I'll have to buy some extenders for it. Or I could have it myself and give him the one that I use in my loft room. Well, thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you join me again soon for more Ramblings from a Loft.